Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author, Christine Carlson. Chris shares don't sweat wisdom to help you achieve greater mental health, self-compassion, and better communication with family, friends, and coworkers. Listen in and learn simple ways to live your most vibrant life of joy.
And welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Before we begin with our interview today, which I'm so excited about, let's go ahead and take our golden pause. So wherever you are, sit comfortably. And if you can, sit in a chair and uncross your legs or sit Indian style on the floor. Otherwise, just use this as a deep breathing exercise to get really present in your breath and in your body. All right, so let's go ahead and begin. Go ahead, if you can, close your eyes and just breathe with me. Breathing in through your nose, allowing your chest and your belly to fully expand, taking in the fullness of your breath. Exhaling, releasing, and letting go. And breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. Just exhale. Release and relax, sinking into your breath, into your body. Breathing in pure golden sunlight through your core, through your heart, through your mind. On the exhale, just release and let go of anything that doesn't serve you in this moment. Breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. Just exhale. Release, relax. And this time, as you breathe in pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment thinking of one thing you feel grateful for. And as you breathe in that golden gratitude to every cell of your being, on the exhale, just continue to relax and release and let go to receive. And breathing in pure golden gratitude to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. On the exhale, just allow yourself to continue to sink into that beautiful feeling of joy that comes from being in gratitude. And as you breathe in pure golden gratitude to every cell of your being, through your core, through your heart, through your mind. On the exhale, just release, relax, and just be present in this beautiful moment. And breathing in pure golden gratitude to every cell of your being. On the exhale, allow that gratitude to wash over you like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And breathing in beautiful golden gratitude to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. On the exhale, allow it to wash over you again, like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And taking another deep breath in of pure golden gratitude, filling every cell of your being with golden gratitude. On the exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. Ah, welcome back. Well, I'm so excited to introduce this wonderful friend of mine, this beautiful, beautiful woman that I met a couple of years ago through a friend. Her name is Jamie Cole. She spent her career engaging with businesses and people in an effort to help them thrive, focused on purpose and positivity. She's effective at engagement and really digging in deep with these partners, these people that she works with. These are her sweet spots. Jamie brings 30 years of experience across diverse organizations, including retail, grocery, wellness, pharmaceuticals, CPG, sports marketing, and residential summer camps. Most recently, Jamie purchased Skin Deep, providing beauty, Skin Deep and Beyond Medical Spa in Strongsville, Ohio, where she is focused on helping people feel their best selves. Jamie owns and runs, or owned and ran, Camp Robin Hood for 11 years in partnership with her husband, David, and his camp buddy, Richard Woody. Jamie rebranded the camp, integrated a back-end software solution, led operations and communications, and together with her partners, more than doubled the camper attendance in her tenure from 198 campers to over 440 campers. Jamie's greatest legacy at camp was creating Breathe, which is how I met Jamie, a women's health retreat to bring dynamic women together to enjoy a beautiful setting with delicious food, fun activities, and meaningful conversation. Jamie believes women's connections with each other offers critical nourishment for the soul. Jamie, welcome to the podcast today.
Thanks, Chris. I am overjoyed to be here. Really excited.
Well, I'm so excited because after meeting you in person, I was really wowed by you. I was not only wowed by your experience, but just the kind of woman that you are. You know, you're fit, you're healthy, you're beautiful. You look like a complete success on all levels. And so you are the most qualified person to talk about being your best self in your midlife, because you're definitely doing it. And I want to commend you for that. And just how impressed I am with you as a fellow sister, soul sister, and human. You know, I loved you over on the phone, and then I met you in person, and I love you. I love all your friends. I love what you're doing with Breathe, and even this latest venture that you're doing with skincare. It's awesome. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Chris. I so appreciate that. Really, coming from you, you've met so many amazing people. So it means so much having you say those things to me. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's just have a girlfriend chat, you know, about all things, because I think that what people really crave is deep connection, and especially now. And I think that's why we both do retreats, right? So that women can get together and connect. But before we talk about retreats, let's just talk about, you know, what does being your best self mean to you at midlife? And how do you feel like you accomplish that every day? Like, how do you wake up? What do you do? And how do you talk to yourself to accomplish these things?
Well, first I must say that I think if you've ever had anybody close to you die, that is when you really start to live, because you recognize your own mortality. And I think having lost some people who are close to me, it's really when I kind of woke up and realized that this is not a dress rehearsal, and that every day we either get better or worse, but we never stay the same. And so I focus on waking up every day and trying to figure out how I can have as much fun as I can have, and how I can feel the best that I can feel. I think life is too serious to be taken seriously, and I just want to squeeze everything out of it that I can. And to do that, I have found that I feel best when I nourish my body. So I'm very focused on eating clean so that I can feel my best to do my best. I try and get a good amount of sleep. I try and drink enough water. I mean, I really follow the rules. And it's not just to follow rules, but it's just so that I am fueled appropriately, so that I can just get out into the world and hit it. And that's really the conversation that I have with myself.
That's beautiful. I love that. It's like your own rule book in a lot of ways, and you do it for the right reasons. You know, I think one of the things that is hard is when we, you know, we determine, for example, that we want to lose weight or something, and we start doing it for the wrong reasons, you know. And I think at our age, things like weight loss and taking care of your body, when you do it to fuel your body and fuel your health and fuel your energy, that's powerful. That's a different motivation, isn't it? I think it's also less restrictive in a lot of ways, isn't it? Because I bet you every now and then have a cookie, or, you know, but because you're doing so many things right on an ongoing basis, you don't have to worry. You're not so strict and restrictive, probably. That's what I guess.
No, well, you're 100% right. First of all, I threw away my scale because it's not about how much I weigh. It's how I feel. And I will tell you that this past Sunday, David, my husband, and I split a large pepperoni pizza together, and it was the greatest thing I've ever eaten. It's been so long, not just because I don't usually feel good eating pizza, but this went down beautifully. And so I do think, you know, that's all part of life and enjoyment. And I certainly make an effort to fit those things in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you, my guess is you had gone on some major hike or something.
I did teach a fun, I taught a fun climb class that morning. But, you know, nevertheless, it was just all part of making the day amazingly wonderful and fun.
Yeah. And I love that. I love that there's, if we could make a list of the habits that we want to incorporate, it, you know, even just something as simple as drinking water is so powerful. I have to remind myself all day long to drink water, you know, and yet I feel so good when I do. It's one of the easiest things that I think most people forget, don't you?
Oh, for sure. I just bought this BCAA branched chain amino acid powder that I now put in my water, and it really tastes good, but it hydrates you even more so. So when I drink it, same thing, I feel like a hydrangea that's just been watered. I just get this burst of energy and I feel so good. So I think just reminding myself of that sensation motivates me to remember to drink the water.
That's so cool. Is the amino acid powder, is it an electrolyte powder, or is it just simply like, is it the amino acids, the essential amino acids?
I think it's just the essential amino acids, but it's a branched chain amino acid, but it really does help to rehydrate your muscles and your body. And you definitely feel re-energized after drinking it.
Oh, good. You'll have to tell me more about that. I'm into the amino acids because, of course, they are at the core of your digestion and at the core of your metabolism, right?
Mm-hmm. Constantly fine-tuning, right? This is what we do.
No kidding. Well, so tell me about your skincare business and how you decided to do that, because I find that fascinating. I love the whole reinvention aspect of that, because I think as a midlife woman, you know, we're always reinventing ourselves, and you get to these different places where you're like, you know, you need something new or you want to do something new. You have all this energy to put into something. How did you decide on the med spa business, and how's that going for you?
Well, it's a great question. I had been doing consulting for a number of years and was loving learning about different businesses and helping them to achieve their respective goals. And my latest gig had come to an end. So I was looking for my next project, and this opportunity kind of fell in my lap. But my first reaction was, oh gosh, what do I know about med spas? And this is too scary of an idea. But my husband, who is the risk taker between the two of us, said, oh, heck yeah, we're buying this. This is what you're going to do. You love skincare. People tell you have beautiful skin. You've always wanted to own your own business, and we're buying it. And I have to tell you that for the first 2 months, it was hard to breathe because I was so terrified. But a friend of mine wrote this book called Scare Your Soul, which reinforces the need to scare yourself a little bit every day. So I really tried my best to embrace the fear and realize that what's the worst that can happen, although there were some pretty terrifying ideas about what that would look like. But then I shifted from fear to then feeling all in, like I'm pregnant, I got it. And you know what, I'm just going to roll up my sleeves and put my head down and learn about this industry. And I know enough that I can figure it out. And I really trusted my gut. I think at age 55, I now realize that I do have instincts that aren't all bad. And so I had faith in myself, and I just closed my eyes and jumped. And, you know, I'm less than a year old, but the business is really doing great.
And well, it's such an amazing industry, and it really is a booming industry. And I find it fascinating that women of all economic backgrounds will find a way to get their Botox.
Oh, they will.
They'll find a way to get that into the budget. So there's a lot of differing opinions, but I'm of the opinion that every woman should find her own path, and some women are totally happy with just letting it all be the way it is. And other women, you know, for whatever their reasons are, they feel that, you know, like I kind of label it as skin maintenance. I don't really think of it like, I'm not really trying to look young. I'm just trying to keep my skin in good shape.
Yes.
For as long as I can, you know, and I feel like, you know, I don't have a problem with myself with that, you know, and I'm not necessarily like, again, I'm not doing it because I want to look 25.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be the best version of myself. And I have access to, you know, I've always taken care of my skin like you, like I've always, you know, done great skin care or gotten facials and, you know, and I feel like it's just totally a personal decision.
Well, and I think with what I've done, you know, I've been teaching fitness since I was 15. And so really what one of my passions is meeting people where they are, right? And just helping them on whatever journey they are on with regard to health. Skin is really just an extension of that. And I think once I realized that, I was like, oh, well, I got this. Because I really just want to help people. And that might just be giving them a better cleanser. And it gives them a little kick in their step, right? Because they feel that much better. And I'll tell you, it's also starting much younger now, Chris. We see girls. They would rather go to Sephora than Disneyland these days. They care so much about what they're seeing on TikTok and Instagram. And so we also like being a resource for moms and for younger people so that we can educate them on what's good and what is dangerous for kids to use on their skin. But, you know, being a woman, being independently owned, I'm not a franchise. It gives me so much freedom to create exactly the culture that I want in my business, build the team that I want. And that brings me so much joy because we have a very positive culture. I want everyone who works for me to say, when they wake up on a day they're coming into Skin Deep, yay, I get to go to Skin Deep, right? It's fun and there's no drama here. And gosh, it's just nice to be in charge of creating that kind of environment.
Oh yeah, that's amazing. I can imagine that you have the best work environment. I just want to go back to highlight something that you said about, you know, leaning into your fear. You know, one of the things I talk a lot about in my work with women is, the idea that is something that kind of surrounds what the late Debbie Ford said. And she said, a quote of hers is that if your dream isn't big enough and it doesn't scare you, then it's not big enough for you. And I love that so much because it has some truth in it. Because I feel like fear, you did the perfect thing. You leaned into it, you acknowledged it. And then you turned it into what becomes passion and excitement, which is really what healthy fear is. It's just it's like something that's telling you you're pushing yourself to an edge that you've not been to before. You're sitting on the edge of the unknown, which terrifies most people because we don't know what the outcome is going to be. But also the unknown happens to be the most creative place that we can actually sit because it leaves all unlimited possibility open in the unknown. And so that's what is so terrifying to the ego. The ego says, oh my God, that's so scary. I don't know what the outcome is. It might not be safe, you know, and it's certainly not safe to risk everything you own to do a business. However, you know, I love that you leaned in and you knew that within you, you already had everything. You just had to pull it all together in a different way to create this new thing that's so exciting. And so I just want to highlight that because your fear is everyone's fear when they dive into something like that that's new and unknown. So bravo for you for leaning in and making it to the other side and pushing yourself and stretching yourself to do something that's on your edge.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I will say though too, part of the reason I felt a little bit more comfortable leaning into my fear is the people that I have chosen to be in my circle are all such strong cheerleaders for me and give me that safety net feeling. And they're cheering me on and encouraging me, you know, starting with my husband and my girlfriends. And I think that was a game changer too, because you know, I fed off of that for a little bit, and then I went inward and was like, okay. But that was super pivotal, I think, in that transition from fear to feeling, okay, I got it.
Yeah, community is everything. I mean, our girlfriends and our support system, whether it be a husband or any kind of partner, a soul friend, they really help to inspire us and to move us forward. And it's so much easier having support than it is to be unsupported, for sure. So just for anyone, I mean, and I love that you acknowledge that. That's beautiful. I met some of your amazing friends at Breathe. I want to kind of switch gears and talk about the retreat business and what it's like and how you've grown Breathe. And I just want to say, like, when Jamie reached out to me to help facilitate a Breathe camp this last fall, I was really excited, but I didn't really understand what I was really going to do. And then I got to this camp, and I think it happened like right kind of on the edge of my 60th birthday. And I was so excited to be at this really like what was real camp. Like for me, it ignited like all my childhood memories. And you have to really do like Breathe is not, it's not a luxury retreat, but it's not a not luxury retreat. Like it's very comfortable, but it's kind of like reminds you of what it's like to go be at a cabin with your family and, or with all your best friends, like going on a cabin on a lake where you have access to all fun, like every fun activity. Like I couldn't even do half of the things that I signed up for because I was like, there's no way I'm going to fall over from exhaustion. So, but what fun. Yeah. I just felt like it ignited that little girl within me that just was so excited to be at camp because it smells like camp. It looks like camp. It feels like camp. You're like the epitome of the camp counselor. And, you know, I mean, it was wonderful. So tell me about how you came about Breathe, how long you've been doing Breathe, and what's that like for you to provide that beautiful container for women?
Well, I mentioned earlier that I've been teaching fitness for a really long time, and I was teaching one of my cycle classes, and I was doing this visualization ride into Freedom, New Hampshire, which is where Camp Robin Hood is located, where we hold the retreat. And this woman who was in the class said, you know, this is just upsetting. Like you keep talking about this camp and you need to create something for all of us to be able to go to. You need to do something for us, Jamie. And it ignited the idea for Breathe, this women's health retreat. One of my interests in life is hearing women's stories. I think that our generation was raised to think that we could do it all, right? Be ambitious and career oriented and be these fabulous mothers and keep a beautiful house and be the perfect wife. But no one really explained to us how we were supposed to do all of those things. And so it was the catalyst for me creating Breathe. Selfishly, I wanted to bring dynamic women together to hear their stories. And it was, it has just evolved into year after year. We founded it in 2011. I came up with the idea, but then soon after met this amazing woman named Lynn Tapper, and Lynn and I developed the retreat together from there. And it's just one of those things that I feel like was meant to be because it's just evolved so easily and beautifully. And I wanted to make sure that it was time well spent. So every retreat, we make sure to have a theme so that we have kind of a grounding point to focus on to allow us, you know, just kind of lead a topic that feels important for this group. And so our first year's theme was, is balance achievable? And if not, how do we fit the pieces of our life together? And that was really my burning question. And what the takeaway was, and it was amazing because we had a chat session, you know, that is built into our fabulous, you know, listing of activities of kayaking and yoga and meditation and arts and crafts and archery. But this brilliant woman who came, who actually used to work at McKinsey, said, I got it. It's just like the target that we use at riflery. It has all of these bullseyes, six bullseyes on a target. That's our life. And we as women have to give ourselves permission to just focus on one bullseye at a time. Mm-hmm. And it was this incredible description and epiphany that she shared in one of, you know, our unpacking of this topic that really stuck with people. So from there, we just every year had a different theme, and the retreat has grown to now 70 women, which is where we cap it because we don't want it to be so big that we're not able to connect meaningfully. And last year, Chris, you led us through an amazing conversation around don't sweat the small stuff, live the big stuff, which is what we all really believe in. And helping to dive into that topic with you was just magical. Nothing short of magical.
Oh, so, so fun.
Yeah. And I can't wait for this year's theme, which is, you know, you talked about turning 60. I just turned 55. And you know, I'm looking now at this next half of my life or less than, and I'm thinking a lot about how I want to be remembered and how can I live my legacy? And it really speaks to the Maya Angelou quote, which resonates so deeply with me, which is, you know, people will really most remember how you made them feel. Yeah. And so I'm really, I'm just thrilled that we're going to be focusing on that this coming breathe.
It's a beautiful topic, you know, and it kind of goes back to the beginning of what you said, that, you know, every time, you know, in midlife, we do start losing more and more people in our world, and sometimes they're very close to us. Like I lost my husband at 43, and I wasn't, and that was midlife, beginning of midlife. And I think what you said is so powerful, that when somebody dies, it reminds us how short life is and how we get to really live. And it helps us to stay focused on life and getting really living the most, getting the most out of each day. And I think that the same thing is true when we think about, it's like what Aristotle said, keep the end in mind. And as we keep the end of anything in mind, it helps us to formulate what our journey looks like and how we really desire it to be. I think what's really beautiful is the combination of what's going to happen at your retreat with Alexa Fisher coming. And sure. You know, she's so beautifully talks about how important it is for us to identify what our deepest desires are. And she talks about wishing and in a very beautiful and powerful way. I think that's so powerful to sit and to think about what, keeping that end in mind, what do you want your, you know, last chapters of your life, however long or short they are, to look like? And certainly as we age, whether somebody dies or not, our death is preeminent, we start to see that there is an end and it doesn't feel like life is going to go on forever and ever. And I certainly, that 60th birthday that I just had, it brought that home in such a big way to me. I've been really thinking so much about how do I want to spend my days? How do I want to spend my months and my years? And what do I want to accomplish? But also how do I want to feel during these times, you know? And of course, health, fitness, strength, flexibility, those are the highest priorities, because I know that, you know, while, you know, those are freedoms, aren't they? They're freedoms that we create, and it takes a concerted effort every day to create them and to keep creating them as time goes on. And it's very powerful. And I love what you're doing at Breathe. It's going to be a very powerful and poignant conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's so much fun to be had at that camp too. I mean, honestly, y'all should go to is it still breathe.org?
It's breatheretreat.net.
Breatheretreat.net.
Yes.
Breatheretreat.net. And look at the website, because it's really fun. I mean, it's one of the most fun things I've done in the last 5 years. So it's why I came back again this year. I'm really excited that Jamie invited me back. I pretty much begged her to invite me
back. No,
I wanted to, and I have a bunch of my friends coming, and we're going to stay in a cabin together, and I'm so excited about that. And, you know, I immediately came home and I said to my, you know, three best friends, you have to come, you have to come.
And I'm excited to meet
them.
Yeah,
and they signed up, and so I'm super excited to come back to New Hampshire and do Breathe and help facilitate this wonderful experience for women. And I have to say, you know, for me, I have never been so exposed to East Coast women. There's a lot of women from Ohio that come because they know you, and they've come back many times. And that's just I just loved everyone I met. It was so much fun to just, you know, be with them.
Well, I will say that I think, you know, Midwesterners, but particularly when you have a camp setting, there's no pretense.
Yeah.
Right? We're campers. We're I always tell people, don't even bother bringing things with a zipper. Just, we're wearing yoga pants and sweatpants, and you're comfortable, and we're meeting for cocktails at the beach, and you don't have to bring makeup or a hair dryer. And I think when you just come into a camp setting, it really encourages you just to let your hair down and be your authentic self. And that's where the beauty happens, right? Because you're connecting deeply, you're letting yourself be vulnerable, you're walking barefoot. And I think it just makes the experience rich. But I do want to circle back on Alexa, because, you know, Alexa came into this mix, and again, like, this way that made me for sure realize that Breathe, you know, was meant to be. And Alexa adds magic, right? Magical component. And the whole notion of wishing, not just on a special occasion, but wishing every day, and the power of wishing. You know, I had purchased the camp right before Breathe last year. I purchased Skin Deep right before Breathe. And I was still in my terrified state at Breathe. And I had those bracelets from Alexa and the necklace. And I was writing all the things I wanted to manifest and wish for. And religiously, I wore the wish beads for months as I started my business. And I really believe that that helped me. It felt magical. And I credit part of my success to Alexa and her wish beads. I do.
Well, it certainly helps to put, you know, what is in the ethers into a concrete form. And anytime we do that, that is the very beginning of true manifestation, you know, like to actually identify with true intention, what are your deepest desires? And without doing that, it just leaves the universe confused, you know. The universe gets confused. It says, oh my God, there's so much potential here. You're not directing this in any capacity. I have no idea what you want.
Oh, that's, you know? Interesting. And, yes.
Yeah. And the energy of intention is so powerful. And yeah, Alexa just does a really incredible job teaching about this. And she's such a magical human herself that, yeah, she's so much fun. I've really been spending a lot of time with her this year. We call it the Alexa and Chris year. We're working on our businesses. She's been coming on a lot of my retreats. She came on my last What Now retreat, and we did wish totems. And it was so fun. Like, I hope she does wish totems at Breathe this year, because they are really, really fun, super artsy and fun. And it gives people something to really take home that they created and crafted. Mm. And you can just do it right from, you know, going out in nature and finding some just different things to put her little beads and decorations. And then you tuck a little wish in there. It's really, really special. It's another thing she's been working toward doing with her wish camps and stuff. So check out Alexa Fisher at alexafisher.com or wishbeads.com. Mm-hmm. She's going to be joining us, and it's a blast, but the camp is already half full, isn't it, Jamie? Like, that, you have to jump on this. You better jump, because it's already half full, and it's just beginning to be a promotional period now. So
That's right. And, you know, we talked about having a circle, right, to support you and be that safety net. I would be surprised if whoever came didn't walk away feeling like they added to that circle of support and friendship and love. That just adds to the joy of everyone's life. And I think that's why so many people come back to breathe, is it's a really powerful experience, and you walk away feeling a little bit different, which is, it makes me happy because I think it's always time well spent.
Oh yeah, I mean, I watch women come on my retreats, and they come in and they don't leave the same. You know, there's a different energy and the feeling of freedom. That again, there's a level of acceptance and self-acceptance that happens in a woman when she comes and connects with other women. Mm-hmm. And especially like if you come and you don't even know, you try to connect with people you don't know, you know, there's just this common ground on retreat that women find. And it's an amazing thing, because I've always said to my daughters, you know, love your husbands, love your partner deeply, but cherish your girlfriends, cherish the women in your life, because they are the ones that catch you when you fall. And not that your husband or your partner doesn't when they're there, but when they're not there, and that could happen to anyone at any time, it is the women in your life that gather around you and hold you like a safety net, like no other. And it's amazing, because I see this happen on retreat. I see this happen all over. And I think that it's so powerful. It's such a powerful feeling. And so for women who are looking for deeper connections with other women, maybe you've been in a career and you haven't had time to mm-hmm. facilitate those connections in your life, those powerful connections. Mm-hmm. I know on my retreats, I know at Breathe, people stay in touch, and you can become travel buddies and friends. You can meet people to just live your life with, you know, this happens all the time. And so it's really, but there's also something very special about playfulness of camp, yeah. being in nature, like you alluded to, not having like the luxuries of, you know, you don't have to dress up. There is something about really letting your hair down and also challenging yourself physically in different ways at camp. Like that's really fun and something we don't often do in our day-to-day lives. And so it's got some powerful points on all levels. And I just want to say, like, I hadn't picked up an archery bow since I was like a young kid at camp. And I was like, I'm going to do archery. And, you know, at first I kind of did a pretty good job, like hitting the target, mm-hmm. not near the center. But then I started, I don't know, I guess I missed the instruction where it had to be really buckled in, like at the string, you know? And so then my arrow was flopping down. I went through a whole journey in archery. Like I was like, okay, this isn't working. And then the guy, the archer teacher, he started like kind of coaching me. And then I really started failing. And then I was like, you know what? Leave me alone. I now know the mechanics. I'm just going to do this. Mm-hmm. And my goal was always to hit the center. Like that's, of course, that's everyone's goal. That's why, you know, it's the game. And so I said to the group of women, I was like, we were running out of time. And I said, all right, so whoever hits the bullseye hits it for everyone. And it was so weird, because the moment I said that, I knew in every fiber of my being that the next time I pulled my arrow, I was going to hit the bullseye. And there was something about hitting it for everyone, which was that was the main target for me, was not that I was doing it for myself to win. I was doing it for everyone in our group to win. And as soon as I pulled my arrow back, I hit the target. Then I took my second arrow and I hit it again.
Oh,
and I was totally failing until that point.
Oh, Chris, that's amazing. What an amazing story. I love that. Wow. Yeah.
And so, you know, that was so much fun, but it was just one of the little highlights at camp for me. It wasn't the main highlight. I think learning pickleball was actually the
highlight. Well, I have to tell you that there were two takeaway stories. There were two women who I intentionally put their beds next to each other in the bunk, because they both had lost their husbands, one recently, one a little while ago. Very, you know, interesting women, accomplished in their own fields, just beautiful people. And I really wanted them to connect, but I, you know, you can't force those things, right? I just put their beds next to each other. And lo and behold, they ended up connecting, and they just got back from a week trip in Europe together.
Oh, fun.
And another woman came from Texas all by herself, not knowing anybody, connected with a number of women, and now is doing rim to rim in 2 weeks with one of the women that she met at Breathe. So
aww.
I have to say, I take so much delight in knowing that these connections have happened and that they're meaningful connections. And so that was really fun to just hear about those two stories.
Ah, those are beautiful stories. Oh, well, so again, I just encourage everyone, you know, if it's not Breathe or one of my retreats, just go on retreat. You know, you'll find an amazing experience and you will have an amazing experience. Retreats are powerful. And women's retreats are incredibly powerful. And Jamie, I just want to thank you for being on the podcast today. And thank you for all that you're doing for women. And thank you for Breathe, because it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. And I'm so excited to see you back in the fall.
Yay, I can't wait to do camp with you again, Chris. And thank you for having me on your podcast. I just love connecting with you every chance we have.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I want to thank all of our listeners today for being present. I hope you've enjoyed this amazing conversation with Jamie Cole. And yeah, don't sweat the small stuff. We're living the big stuff. Come back again.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author and beloved teacher, Christine Carlson. Learn more about Christine's upcoming retreats, online courses, public speaking events, and more at christinecarlson.com and don'tsweat.com.